Well, that Pennsylvania jury that will hear the sex assault case against actor Bill Cosby will include two African-Americans among the dozen people on the panel. Lawyers for the two sides also agreed on three of the six alternates so far. Two of them happen to be black. Cosby has said the case might have racial overtones. Cosby's attorney has accused prosecutors of whitewashing the jury, to use that term. Philadelphia trial attorney Joseph Marone, the Marone Law Firm, which is a high-end, high-power litigation firm in Philly. Mr. Marone, how do you see this jury selection going?
Well, it's kind of living up to what the news is saying. The best strategy at this point for the defense is to try to get as many African Americans as they can on the jury. Try to play the race card, which is always helpful in this case, because you have a celebrity, an African American international celebrity, which can be helpful because you need a unanimous decision to convict. And it seems that's the way they're playing it. It seems that the prosecution as well is also playing against that and doing everything they can to keep the jury predominantly white, which they seem like they've been rather successful.
Well, reading a story here, jury makeup is 17% African-American, higher than the 13% black population in Allegheny County.
Yeah, I mean, it's no question what they're trying to do. But then again, you know, you're dealing in a county that's very blue-collar. They're going to be very sympathetic to this woman. Defense only has so many strategies. Since he's admitting to his actions, he's just saying it's consensual. It's going to come down to credibility, whether or not you believe this victim, and it's going to be a very difficult case for the defense.
Well, let me go beyond race. Is not gender or the fact of whether a person has had a family member or a close friend who has been sexually assaulted, or for that matter, whether someone is traditionally religious and might regard any sex outside of marriage as reprehensible, could those not be bigger factors than race?
Well, I think gender is going to be bigger than religion, only because, listen, the judge is going to instruct this jury on what the law is and what they have to put aside to make an impartial decision to vote for guilt or innocence. That being said, females are obviously going to be sensitive to this issue. So the more females you have on this jury is likely to, be siding for the prosecution. But again, it's going to come down to credibility and whether or not you want to believe not only the victim, but obviously the rest of the story that goes along with this, to say that it was basically an act of, sexual misconduct.
Only a few seconds, but you think it matters much whether the jury pool was picked in Western Pennsylvania versus Eastern, when you have pervasive media and entertainment coverage, and it's been so pervasive around the country?
Yeah, no, I don't. Listen, to be honest with you, no, I doubt it. I mean, this guy is an international celebrity.
That's what I'm saying.
There's been so much coverage on this case. I really don't think if you pick the jury in Kansas, it's going to matter. Ultimately we'll find out. But they're in a very, very conservative town back in Montgomery County, which is going to be interesting, too, how it plays out. But, you know, listen, you got a blue-collar town in the Pittsburgh area. They're going to be very, very receptive to this woman. They're going to embrace her, and they're going to feel that, listen, this man Cosby, he was in a position to take advantage of people. And he did so, and I think that's going to be the problem. But we'll see how it plays out.
Trial attorney Joe Marone, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.